The Sci-Fodder Film Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Sci-Fodder Film Podcast. I am Andy Walker and I am joined as always by my son Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, apart from I was all right until I've just noticed. Obviously, people that are listening to this won't be able to sit here. I won't be able to say, but I've just noticed that the way my hair sits, because I've had it sort of tied up for a little bit. It now looks like, with the way I'm sitting under the light, that I've got a really dodgy halo.
Hello.
But no, I'm all right. How are you, Dad?
Coated in hair and not quite the better for it. But other than that, yeah.
It's starting to go out.
I know, it does.
It looks almost like you've just pulled it out to the side.
It just grows outwards. It's like my eyebrows. If you look at my eyebrows, after a while, they start just growing up.
Yeah, mine have done that. Mine have started doing that. And as Amy points out to me, I look like an owl or something. But it's only on one side.
Mine's only
that side. It goes up.
Mine does that side more than this side, but they both do it a bit.
My left side, it goes up more, and it really bugs me because Amy sits there just making owl noises at me.
Fair enough. Right, so this week we are reviewing two short films and a feature film. Now, two of the films are ones that were shown at the Romford Horror Film Festival. And the other short film is a new one. But we were going to be doing interviews, but we don't seem to be able to get that sorted out at the moment. But maybe in the future at some point.
It's the problem with everyone trying to organise their own stuff as well as trying to do stuff for this. It's just,
yeah. That's fair.
Not calculating errors, calendar errors is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so let's start with the one that isn't from the film festival. We'll start with a short horror film called Circus Freak. And this is Buried Hatchet Productions, written, directed, shot and edited by Vincent Dormani. And the cast is Justin Cole and Shane Doty.
Yes.
Or Doty. Yes. So, what did you think?
I was a bit dubious about it to begin with, but as it sort of went on, I did really like it. It's the cinematography to it and the atmosphere that's built up in it. I thought it was very good. I mean, there was a little bit with being chased when he's being chased by whatever it is that it's just like, it was sort of a bit sort of like, this is a bit slow. But yeah. I don't know, it's still the actual ending, I think, was really good and really well done.
Yeah.
And the sort of build up to it. But I think there's a little bit in the middle just for me that sort of just went on for a bit longer. And it just.
It's one of those things, it's like kind of, you look at the room and you go, it's not that big a room. And it took him an awful long time to get across the room.
And the fact that he used the chair.
Yeah.
He used a chair that he could move with one hand to block a door from a creature that he was struggling to hold back.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, and the chair didn't fit under to wedge it. And it's just like, I get the fact he used what's around and it might not have been that easy, but it's just sort of like, if it had been, I think for me, if it had been shot maybe at a different angle and looked at it, he might not have noticed that much. But there were some good parts to it. There were some parts that I think I was just nitpicking at, but there were some really good parts to it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I like the kind of film within a film thing, that the way they made the film look old and made it look dated. That was really well done. I really liked that.
I will say it does I don't know, for me, it was just, it was the, you shouldn't always trust the link that just because someone's gone, hey, look at this. You just shouldn't always trust it. But I do like that, the fact that it was that film within a film. And okay, it's not an original thing,
No.
but it's still a good way that it's been done. And I like the fact that there was no real speaking in it. Obviously, you hear him laugh, but there was no like dialogue to it.
No.
And it was all atmosphere, and it was all built up by sound. So I did really like that.
I think the makeup was quite good. The makeup of the on the I don't know, demon or whatever it
Yeah, the
was
person,
good. And the end was
demon sort
interesting.
of
It
thing.
wasn't so much a jump scare as kind of just a kind of
Appearance.
yeah.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't so much of a sort of. I think if they hadn't shown him beforehand, it could have been classed as a jump scare, but it's the fact that the build up to it. But I did, as I said, I did like it. I will say though that it is a point that I've been making for quite a lot of times to a lot of people. It's the fact that the music from circuses and the noise you hear is a lot creepier than people actually think it is.
It can be.
Everyone assumes it's with a happy jolly time, but you tone it down an octave, and it changes.
Absolutely. Same with ice cream vans.
Yeah.
It's...
I'm not even, it's not even ice cream. You don't even have to tone it down an octave, just slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow down the tempo a little bit, and it makes it so much more creepy. It's like kids'
Definitely.
toys when the batteries start running out.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I remember that. But no, it was good, and I thought the end was interesting. I think all in all, I thought it was quite a good film. It was well done.
Will say for Buried Hatchet, I do like their stuff. I looked at some of their other stuff as well, and I've looked at some of their other stuff that they've done, and some of the sort of ideas they've had. They've got a lot of good films and a lot of stuff going for them. I think this one, I think it was just odd little bits that just needed cleaning up. I don't know if that's just the same. I don't know if that's me nitpicking, or the fact that I'm now trying to, because we've had a run of so many good films. I think I'm just trying to find stuff wrong with things now.
Yeah, I
But it
know what you
was the
mean.
fact that I think that a lot of their other stuff is worth watching. I'm not saying this isn't, but a lot of their other stuff I think is worth watching, definitely. It's no fault of them, but I think it's just a lot better. And I think maybe it's just we picked a dodgy one, but a lot of their stuff is really good.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Right, so we're going to go on to the two that were shown at the Romford Horror Film Festival. Now, the first one is a short film that I saw on the horror roulette thing, but you didn't get to see. And
No.
this is a film that was called As the Sow, So the Piglet. It was written, directed by our friend Chad Jones, who is one of the two guys who runs the Rilla Thriller Horror Film Festival in Wales. The cast is Thomas Rowlands, who is the other guy who runs the Rilla Thriller, Hannah Louise, Adam Kennedy, Jason Jones, and Michael Castle. Now, I really liked this when I saw it on the horror roulette thing,
Yeah.
and I still like it. I think the atmosphere of it is really good. It's really well done. They build the atmosphere up really well. And one of the things I really like is the bit where they start, where they use the saw on the woman's back, and
Yeah.
that's really well done. And there is some really good camera work in it. Some of the
Oh.
camera angles and the way that they
I think
zoom
the
in,
camera
zooming
angles
out.
and the lighting done together, because obviously I think some of the angles, if it had been lit a bit brighter, I think it would have pulled away from the sort of atmosphere they were giving off. But I agree with you. I am sort of jealous the fact you got to see this on a big screen, and I was watching it on my little tablet. I will say though, and this is no fault for them really, if anyone's going to watch this, don't get to know Thomas first. He's so for me, because I know, getting to chat with him the times we did, and like talking to him again and other bits, he's such a nice guy, and he's so down to earth, and he's so friendly. Seeing him in this role where he's meant to be aggressive, and he's trying to be this dominant person and aggressive, and he's horrible. And I'm like, it was weird, because I'm like, I know he's not, and it was like the film you're in. I know that he's always trying to separate your characters, but getting to know him and then seeing him being this other side, and I'm like, that is a weird thing, but He's
was
in
quite.
the shows. He is a good actor because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really good film. I think it's, and I enjoyed it as much watching it the second time as I did watching it the first time. What I did think was funny was when it was showed at the film festival was the fact that Chad apologized to everyone for the fact that you got to see Thomas's nipples.
I will say as well, it's just I am getting to know both of them and hearing the fact that like Chad, when he was writing this, the ideas behind him, where he got the ideas from. If I hadn't known him bits, it's still obvious. Well, not
Right.
obvious, but it's still easy to be able to find out more information, like the naming of it and the other bits that he was writing that gave him the inspiration. And I
Yeah.
think it's just he's got such a great way of writing it to make it. Bring it to life, and the fact that all of the team that they had on it, and the actors and the actresses, they managed to pull it off so well. And it's not the fact that a lot of it was overshown, like it wasn't too much of one thing, and you're going, oh, okay, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it shows that it was showing the right amount of everything, and sort of leaving you wanting to know what was going on and wanting more. And I really like it. It's and the
No.
fact that it tells such a good story within such a small amount of time. So we've watched films that have been like sort of three times the length that have we've sat there and gone, I have no idea what they're trying to say. But this one,
Yeah, no, I do.
it's a shorter film, and I'm like, I knew the whole story, and it wanted me to make more. And I hope that they carry on making this sort of
Yeah,
things because
well,
it's
I mean, I'm
such a
hoping that, I
popular.
mean, that they are busy guys because they have a tattoo and piercing studio, and they've
Yes.
only just moved in from one from the old studio into a
Yeah.
new one. They've also got Riller Thriller to put together and to promote and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I do hope that they get to make more films because I think that they can really do well with something.
Yeah, I'm saying all credit to Thomas as well, because I just am getting to know the fact he's such a nice guy, and he's down to earth, and seeing him do this and showing the fact that maybe it's that whole facade of it, and you can play something else. But knowing the fact that he can do that, and then seeing the switch, I think that's such a good shows that the
Well,
talent that he's got.
absolutely. I mean, they are both really, really nice guys, and they're really
Yes,
talented as well. I'd love to see them do more
as
with.
I will say as well, it must show the fact that I'm not the only one to see it, because whether or not he cried or what, but when at the beginning when Thomas raises his voice, the genuine look of concern and fear on the actress's face, it was sort of almost like she wasn't expecting it to happen. And it's sort of one of the things that's whether or not she knows that side of him, and it was a bit, oh, I got a bit moment. But I do, I was saying, I really enjoyed it, and I'll quite happily sit and watch it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a good film. I really enjoyed it. Okay, on to our feature film. Now, this is a film that you saw at the film
Yes,
festival. I
it's the
did
one that
not
I
see.
saw. I think one of the last days it was there, and it was very highly rated at the film festival, and well, pulled a lot of people in together.
Yeah. And this is called Slasher House 3 Rebooted.
Yes.
It is written and directed by MJ Dixon. It's done by HB Films and Mitu Pictures. I'm not going to go into the cast. I'll put a link up to
We could be here for a while.
I'll put a link up to the details and everything afterwards. Now, what the first thing I want to ask is, you having seen this and you were there for a Q&A session afterwards, do you think that you missed anything at all by not having seen? Was it, I'm assuming this is the third film in a
Yes,
series.
so what it is the fact that from what I remember of the Q&A, because there were so many questions, so many people wanted to talk, but what it is they made the first one, which is what the when they were watching the when you watch the film and when you see the villains come out and what ones wanted, they're from previous films.
Yep.
So the Slasher House one was basically that showed what happened there. And
Okay.
Slasher House, I think it was one or two, whatever way it was, one of them was longer, so that's why they split it up.
Okay.
I actually, so I think the original Slasher House was longer than they expected. So that's why they split it up into one and two.
Right.
So, and then this one is meant to be a sort of a tile to that for them then to go on and possibly do the way of doing sort of off branching and spin offs on for the other villains and
Right.
other people you'd see in it. I do think, I do agree that not seeing one and two, sort of when they were revealing characters, a bit like, I don't know why they're such a big thing. But it's not so much of a point of, oh, okay, I have no idea who these people are and anything like that. It doesn't pull away from the story that much because it's still sort of explained. But I think, yeah, maybe seeing the first two, even just maybe some of the first one to explain a little bit about the main character would have done a bit better, but
I did like the fact that it started off with a trailer
yes.
for a film called Slaperl Fool 88.
Yeah. I love that. And I was saying is when seeing it on the screen and watching everyone's reaction to it. Now I genuinely didn't know at the time that that was going to be part of the film, so I thought it was one another short. So I was sitting there for ages going, I have no idea what the hell this is for. So I sat there, and it's only afterwards when they when it sort of got together, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I do, saying I do love the way it was done. Some of the cinematography to it was amazing. I will say as well, and I love it, the costume design was, some of it was a bit sort of left to the imagination, but I did like a lot of it. But it was, it's one of them films that for me took me back to when I was watching. So when I was watching it, it made me feel sort of bit nostalgic for sort of the original Red Dwarf sort of stuff, where it was the, you could tell that they had the budget, but it was sort of they still had to try and make things and make it look good. And I like the fact that he's got that sort of feel to it because it sort of made it, I don't know, a bit more relatable, sort of that whole, that sort of feel to it. But I did really like it. I love the set design as well. There was certain bits again that I think where like certain bits, certain parts of the set weren't working as well as they wanted to. But again, I really enjoyed that because it made that whole point of realizing the fact that it doesn't have to be perfect to be a great film.
No, that's right.
And I
I mean,
really, I said, I love this. I love this film. I'm so glad that we got a chance to watch it a second time because I
I
really
liked
missed it.
the fact that it, I mean, okay. If you, I suppose if you've seen the first two films, then maybe it would be different. But what I liked about it is that things are not fully explained. Things are explained enough for you to be able to watch it and know what's going on, but
Yeah.
they're not fully explained. And that was what I liked about the films like the original film of Saw
Yeah.
and Cube, is the fact that you didn't know exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that kind of like, oh, hang on, what's happening now? What's going to happen? And that was interesting, and it kept me interested in the film.
Exactly. I exactly the same as the fact that I was saying that. Maybe that's why I was saying that maybe there are parts that would have helped, but it doesn't pull away from that film. It doesn't pull away at all the fact that they were introducing characters and introducing things. You're like, okay, maybe you would have known them from other films, but
I would say for
it's still
me.
good.
For me, it did in a few places, it did feel a bit slow paced.
Yeah.
And some of the dialogue, some of the acting, but especially some of the fight scenes, they're a bit too stilted and a bit too kind of like wooden. They don't
Yeah,
quite
there's a.
flow the way that they should.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I do think sort of the same thing. There are a couple of bits that it's sort of, they've rehearsed it and it's got to the point where like they, it didn't flow as well as it should have done. But then again, maybe not having the budget to do constant reshoots and getting used to it, and the fact that they didn't have a lot of time to do it because, as far as I'm aware, as well, they were doing so many other projects as well. So,
I know. Yeah, I know.
and from what they were saying as well, that they, it was during the time when COVID was going on and things like that. So trying to film it all and get everything together and setting it all up, it was just, it was a nightmare for them.
I mean,
So,
having said that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think it's a bad film.
No.
I enjoyed watching it. There's some great parts to it, and there's some really good, interesting and good sort of makeup and costumes and effects and things like that that are done really well. It's just there's just a few bits that made me kind of go, pick up the pace a
Yeah,
bit more, just
I think there's a couple of bits for me dragged a little bit, but again, I think that's more than sort of it's easier than trying to cut it and edit it and fit it in places. But again, I liked this film because it made me the same. It made me think of the films that I've watched before and
Yeah.
the sort of okay, yeah, they're classed as B movies and stuff like that were not sort of good films, but I really like watching them films and I love
Oh
watching
no,
this
I know
because
what you
it's.
mean.
It was as much as it was a lot more. I say a lot more, but there was a bit more sci-fi in it than a lot of other horror films.
Yeah.
But it was that nice blend of it all, and I love the ending as well because it's as
Yeah.
much as I know. Like I was at the Q&A and he said, "Look, this is done. I'm done with this now. I'm going to go off and do spin-off bits." But it's sort of the fact that it's left it to that point where if he turns around and goes, "Do you know what? I could do another one." And I
Yeah.
like that, and I like the fact that it's that sort of. If he doesn't do it, it's not a problem. If he does, it's okay. And it's that sort of. I love the fact that he's been done like that. And, but.
One of the things I would say that kind of, I don't know, it's a weird thing for me, is the fact that I think the best acting in it and the character that I was my favorite and I thought was actually the best character in it was the tech girl, Luce.
Yes.
And she was brilliant.
Yeah,
And
I think she
unfortunately,
was that
they
sort
killed her off.
of, yeah, it was that sort of comic factor into it. And I really enjoyed it because it was that sort of, I think it was that point where sort of you could feel things getting a bit tense and a bit like, oh, okay, come on. And then that sort of was her making the jokes and the comments and the sarcastic remarks. And I'm like, okay, it breaks it up. But I did like it. And I love the fact that.
The thing about it was so natural. She did it
Yeah,
so naturally. It just sort of flowed through the
yeah,
film.
it
It was
wasn't
really
forced
good.
or anything, and I really like that.
No,
And I
no.
think the same, it's just it's really good. And all credit to the people that are on it. Like, it's not easy making a
No.
feature film, and the
God,
fact that
no.
these guys have made three,
I mean,
and the
yeah, and
fact
don't get me
from what I
wrong, I
remember
mean,
in the Q&A, they had issues with stuff going on with, like I said, like they were doing it for a COVID, so people were ill, and they had to call other people in to come in and help, and they had to get like
don't get me
stand-ins to do
wrong.
things. So it was a pain for them, but they still managed to pull it off.
I say, don't get me wrong. I mean, I have the utmost admiration and respect for anybody who makes an independent film, whether it be
Yes.
3 minutes long or like an hour and a half long or 2 hours long, because there's so much that you have to do in it, and there's so
Yeah.
much that can go wrong, and so much of it is like sort of how are we going to do this on literally hardly any money?
Yeah, so this diet, it's as much as these people have managed to make a feature film, they've not had the millions of dollars that
No.
like most budget films have. And the fact that this is all like self-funded or it's crowdfunded or it's money that they've had to save up for a while to be able to do it. And if it runs out, then you've got no way of doing it. But the fact
I
that the
have, as I say, I have so much respect and admiration for anybody who makes films, independent films. And having been part of it myself, yeah, I've made a couple of little short bloody things, and they were hard enough pain in the ass to do. And been in a couple of short films and things, I know how much hard work goes into them,
Yeah, and especially the
and
fact that, like I'm saying,
They've done incredibly well, and I think it's a good film, and it's got some really good parts to it.
yeah, and say as much as I know it sounds horrible. I made sort of the comment about the set and stuff like that. I've worked on set designs. I've worked on the whole backstage bit and the whole off screen stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
It's like
And
if
I think
something breaks while you're doing it, you can't hit. You can't sort of go, oh, hang on a minute.
the one thing, I mean, the thing I will say is, ignoring all of anything about sort of effects and makeup and all that kind of thing and all anything like that, one thing I would say about this film is I absolutely love the story. the actual story,
yes,
which is a good story that goes right the way through and works really well, is incredibly well thought out. It's incredibly well written, and it's a really interesting and good story.
I will say as well, my favorite thing about this film. Now, I know there's horror films out there, sci-fi films, a lot of films out there where there is a lead woman.
Yeah.
But it's this, what I like about this is the fact that it's a lead woman who's not, it's not, oh, she's ditzy or she's the whole damsel in distress thing or she's overly sexual or anything like that. She is the lead because she's the one that's fighting back. She's the one that's doing it all. And I love the fact that they've done this.
What I thought was great as well is the fact that there are a number of, when they wake up in these places, they're naked.
Yeah.
But it's not done in a gratuitous, oh, look, a pair of tits sort of way. It's done in a way that works within the story, within the framework of the film, without it just being, oh, a naked body on the screen. Do you know what I mean? And I really like that. I like the fact that it's not just there for titillation. It's there as part of the story.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. It's not like with the whole female lead bit. It's not like we've got a female lead because we can show this and bring people in, show a body off, and people come and watch it. And it's like it's done in, like you said, done in a way that, okay, yeah, it's still showing skin and stuff, but it's not in your face. It's not, this is why we're doing it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really like that, and I really like this film. And saying it, I'm so glad I got a chance to listen to the Q&A and talk to them and watch this film on a big screen and talk to them, talk to the people. And it just shows the fact that they are a really good bunch of guys, and they're, well, guys and girls, and the fact that they've got such talent.
Well, I mean, there are prequels and other spin-offs and things they could do with the characters that were in this. But at the end, there are two main, or th no, there are three sort of these killers that are still kind of out there on the loose.
Yes.
So, you know, and one of them, and it does say at the end that one of them will be coming back, you know, will be returning.
Yeah, and
so,
that's what I like is the fact that Sam, they've left it open, but it's not done in a way of it pulls away from the film by going, well, what's gone on?
And the
It's
interesting
done in a way to go, okay, is there going to be, but it's not an issue if there's not.
The other thing is that I liked was that the one of the characters was voiced by Nicholas Vince,
Yes.
who of course was in the original Hellraiser films, but also at the film festival was in the How to Kill Monsters film.
Yes, and saying I love the fact that, and saying the fact that I love, what I loved about this as well is the fact that yes, it was serial killers. Yes, it was the whole point of the slasher house is throwing serial killers together to see who comes out a better one, so they can then make things happen. But it's the mistake, the sort of mistake that they made with one of the guys of yes, he's killed someone, but it was a by accident. They're not a serial killer, and it's sort of like he's just there because of the fact that his name came out. And I love the fact that they played that into it, and it's sort of I genuinely think it's such a good way to be done. And
It did. I mean, it had some good humour, and it had some good sort of like slashery bits, and it had some good sort of action bits, and it had, you know, it just it had a bit of everything, really.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the few films that I've watched personally that has pulled a lot of different genres together and done it in a good way. It's not been over exaggeration of one and misplaced the other, or it's forcibly done the comedy bit or forcibly done the sci-fi bit. It's a nice mix match, and it done so well.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Right, so yeah, so for you out there, the film Circus Freak, good. We thought it was a decent film, although you said that some of the other stuff on there you think is better on their
Yeah,
channel.
I was saying, not pulling away from that film, but I think if it is, it's maybe it was just me, my personal thing. But I did like a lot of the other stuff.
Okay. And then we have As the Sow, So the Piglet, from our friends from Chad and Thomas from Wales, which you could check out, which we thought was really good. And then finally, Slasher House 3, rebooted, which we really liked and we thought was really good. If you can get to see the other two films, then check them out as well.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. So there you go. That's it. Thank you very much for your insight and input.
Glad I could do it. I'm tempted to get the opportunity to watch Slasher Had Free again and watch Chad and Thomas's film, just the fact that, because I didn't get a chance to see The Roulette, get a chance to see that. And saying it's just, I love watching these films because it's not something, like I've said before and a few others, it's not something that before this I would have gone, okay, yeah, I definitely need to watch that, because it's getting the opportunity to watch all these films.
Yeah.
It's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm going to pour a bit of cold water on you, because I'm going to tell you now, we're going to do something the next episode. Okay. I'm not sure what we're going to do in the way of short films yet. But I discovered something on YouTube. We've got to watch, because of the fact we just got to watch it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can't remember what year it was now. Anyway, it doesn't matter what year it was. All you need to know is it's a more modern remake of Humanoids from the Deep.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
I just thought we've got to watch it. We've got
yeah.
to try and compare it to the one we watched before.
Compare it. Wow. Does that mean we've got to rewatch the original Humanoids of the Deep? It's been
No,
so
no.
long.
No, I'm not
so
gonna
glad you said that.
I'm not gonna put you through that. No, but the thing about it is I was looking at it thinking, well, surely it can't be any worse.
Oh. Thing is, as much as saying that, I've been there when you've said that to me. You've gone, it's not as bad as the original, and there have been a couple of times where I do say, yeah, you're right. And then there's a couple of times go, do you remember the original?
So yeah, well, I just thought next time we'll definitely have to do that, because it's just,
Oh, great.
I never realized they'd made a remake, and then I just suddenly found it when I was looking through some stuff.
Oh, a
So
part of me wants to look it up, but I don't want to now. Oh dear. Well, like I said, we had a good run of good film, so
there you go. We'll see what comes up. All right. Okay. Thank you very much and everything.
It's okay.
Thank you to everybody for watching, listening, and keeping us going. Just to let you know, I am going to be doing a film review podcast of my own. All on my lonesome. They're not going to be horror and sci-fi. They're just going to be general independent films. And I may also be doing another one. I'm toying with the idea of doing a podcast of film reviews of classic films.
Okay.
But I'm not absolutely sure about that. It depends on how things go. So, until the next time that we are together, and the question is, which of us will be most together at the time?
I'm never together. I'm pretty sure part of me is over there.
Never together. And no, it's not a right song anyway, is it? So, yes, until we're back together again, we will be apart.
Yes.
Part of what? I don't know. Part of the union. A part of me. A part of me. Part of me. Apart me. I'm not sure. Whatever it is. Anyway. Until
yes.
then. Until then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The Sci-Fodder Film Podcast.